السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته، السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته، السلام على ساكن كربلاء. فيا ليتنا ثم يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي، يا سادتي فنفوز فوزا عظيما، إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Each and every one of you, I can imagine, is emotionally drained, mentally drained, physically tired, exhausted. وحقاً a person needs to be exhausted in the way of Imam al-Husayn. You and I are exhausted and drained out listening to a part of the masaib of what happened on Ashura. But try and understand or try and contemplate what must have been the exhaustion of the women and the children on the day of Ashura who didn't hear the tragedy, who witnessed the tragedy. You and I are going to go back and we're going to spend the night in a nice secure shelter. The women and the children of Al Muhammad, the sands of Karbala is going to blanket them and the skies is going to look over them tonight. This masaib of Sham-e Ghariban, Allah, masaib of Sham-e Ghariban is extremely heavy. It is a masaib that wrecks the heart of a person from the very core. And sometimes I think that we are not even able to do enough justice to the masaib of Sham-e Ghariban. Not because of any fault per se, because the human body, the human mind has a limit of how much tragedy it can bear. We have a limit to how much we can listen to in a tragedy. But Sayyida Zainab, there was no limit to the tragedies that she witnessed. The narrations mention on the Asr of the day of Ashura, Sayyida Zainab al-Kubra standing on the till, what is known as Till Zainabiyya, standing on the till, had witnessed the greatest act of atrocity and the merciless murder carried out by Shimr al-La'in. She begged all along, oh, she cried all along from the till, oh Shimr, don't do this, oh Shimr, don't do this, Allah, Allah. The narrations mention that when Imam al-Husayn was killed, all the enemies began to surround the body of Imam al-Husayn and they began to plunder the belongings and the clothes of Abu Abdullah. You had one of the enemies who came, he removed the amama of Imam al-Husayn. Another one came and stole the slippers of Imam al-Husayn. The body of Abu Abdullah Abdullah, covered in blood, lifeless on the plains of Karbala, open for anyone to plunder and loot. Another one came and he removed the shirt of Aba Abdullah. Another one came and removed the rida of Imam al-Husayn. An enemy by the name of Bajdal al-La'in says that when I heard the people are plundering the body of Imam al-Husayn, I too ran towards his body to see what I could get. He says, I saw the body of Imam al-Husayn on the plains of Karbala bare. When I looked at the body and I saw there is nothing remaining to steal, he says, I felt a little bit of regret in my heart that I missed out from this opportunity to loot. He says, I walked around the body of Imam al-Husayn. I looked a little bit closer. Surely there is something that I may be able to steal. He says, I looked a little bit closer and I saw there was a ring on the hand of Imam al-Husayn. Allah, Allah, Ya Shia. He says, I saw the ring and I said, I best loot this ring and steal the ring before somebody else finds it. Bajdal says, I sat by the body of Aba Abdullah. I tried to remove the ring from the finger of Imam al-Husayn. He says, I tried to pull it once. The ring didn't come out. I tried to pull it a second time. The ring didn't come out. Bajdal al-La'in says, I wanted the ring badly, but I couldn't remove it from the finger. Bajdal removed his dagger, the khanjar, from the side. Ya Shi'at Ali, Ya Shi'at Ali. Bajdal says, I began to cut the finger of Imam al-Husayn. Says, I began to cut the finger of Imam al-Husayn. I took the ring and I went out, being happy that I have stolen something from the body of Aba Abdullah. At this moment, Umar ibn Sa'ad al-La'in called out. He made an announcement to his enemies. He said, this is the body of the son of Abu Turab. We must trample upon this body and remove any trace of this lineage and this man. He says, bring me horsemen that will trample on the chest of Hussein, that will trample on the back of Hussein. A number of horsemen came forward. Umar ibn Sa'ad said, no, I do not want horses that have been running in the battlefield all day long. Perhaps those horses are not strong enough to run. Bring me fresh horses that were not used. They said, why? He says, so the impact of the hooves can crush the body even more. Allah, the Maktal mentions, Umar ibn Sa'ad gathered 10 horsemen. Allah, Allah, they positioned 5 on the east of Karbala, 5 on the west of Karbala. In the boy in the middle is the body of Imam al-Husayn. The forces of Kufr and Shirk began to ride their horses. They trampled on this body of Aba Abdullah. One of them says, the manner in which we crushed the body of Hussein, you couldn't tell the difference between the chest of Hussein and the back of Hussein. Another one came forward and said, we repeated the trampling and we made sure that the blood and the bones are mixed with the sands of Karbala. Wa Husayna, Wa Husayna. They trampled the body of Imam al-Husayn. They didn't stop at this. Umar ibn Sa'ad then rallied his forces. They went towards the directions of the Khaymagah. Umar ibn Sa'ad cried out, burn the tents of the Khawarij. So the horsemen went in all their numbers with lit torches in their hands, whips and swords in the other hand. They began to plunder the belongings inside of the tents of the ladies. They began to lit the tents on fire. Allah! At that time, Zainab looked up to the skies for a moment. My heart tells me that when she
saw the burning tents, she remembered the burning door of her mother, which is why one of the ulama say when the tents began to burn, Zainab cried out, "Oh my mother Fatima! Oh my mother Fatima! Allah, the tents are burning." All the women enter inside one tent with the children. They come to Imam Zainul Abidin. Sayyida Zainab says to him, "You are the Hujjatullah fil Ard. The tents are being lit on fire. Should we burn inside the tents or should we run out for our lives?" This is the hijab of Zainab al-Kubra. This is the hijab of the Hashimiyat. Imam Zainul Abidin says, "Save your lives." Sayyida Zainab asks the women to come out. The burning tent. Allah, the black smokes. The children were choking from the smoke. They couldn't see where they are running. The women and the children scatter across the plains of Karbala from the running fire. There are horsemen. They come out of a running fire and they are being whipped and slashed. The Maktal mentions that one of the enemies threw a broken spear on the head of Sayyida Sukaina. They threw the spear so hard Sukaina fainted. Hours later she opens her eyes in the laps of her auntie Umme Kulthum. Ya Shia, I don't know if you have the heart to listen to the remaining of this masaib, but the historians mention as the women and children were running from burning tents, the horsemen were marauding and hitting them, finding and looking for anything they can steal. At this time, the young daughter of Imam al-Hussein, Sakina, this 3 or 4 year old daughter, she's running between burning tents. She's looking for her mother. The smoke is black, has covered the desert. She doesn't know where to run. She doesn't know where her father is. She says, as she was running in this manner, Kuli al-La'in says, "I saw this daughter and I saw that she has earrings. So I caught her by the arm." He says, "I caught her by the arm. She looked at me." Kuli says, "I saw the fear in this young girl's eyes." "I could see the fear in the eyes of this young girl." He says, "But I wanted the earrings." He mentions that I snatched the earring from the ears. Ruqayya, Sakina's earlobes were torn in the process. She's bleeding from the ears. Ya Zalim, if you could have asked her, she would have given you. Goes out and she gathers all the women. The tents are burnt down. As the tents are burning, Hamid ibn Muslim says that I was watching as all the women were running and the children were running, wailing and screaming. Mothers are looking for their young sons or their young daughters. The women are looking for each other, crying and calling out to Imam al-Hussein. He says, in this moment, I saw there is one woman. She enters into a burning tent. She comes out of a burning tent. She goes back inside. She comes out outside. He says, "I wonder who is this woman and what precious thing is left inside of the Khaymaga." Allah, Ya Shia, a burning tent is not a joke. People throw themselves out from burning buildings. They would rather die with broken bones than to burn alive. This is Sayyida Zainab al-Kubra. Hamid ibn Muslim says, "I went closer. I see Zainab, the daughter of Murtada. She's trying to bring out the sick son of Imam al-Hussein, Zainab al-Abidin." Do not ask me how many burns Zainab has on her body, saving Sajjad from the tent. The tents are burnt and the enemies have plundered everything. This is the final point of the Masa'im. Shi'at Amir al-Mu'mineen. The tents are burnt down to the ground and the smoke is engulfed, is covered the skies of the plains of Karbala. Sayyida Zainab first goes and collects all the children. The children and the women were an amanat given to her by Imam al-Hussein. For Zainab suppresses all her emotions. She suppresses all her pain and her grief so that she can give comfort and take charge of the women and the children. She gathers all the women around the burning tents. She looks for Rabab. She finds Rabab. She gathers Layla and Kulthum and Sukaina, Imam Sajjad and Bakir and Fatima, the Fatimiyat from the daughters of Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Hussein. She gathers all of them together. She begins to take a head count. He says, two children are missing. Allah. She says to Kulthum, you look on one side of the tents and I shall look on the other side. They go to find these two children. Sayyida Kulthum says, I see two children who are lying, hugging each other next to a palm tree. I went to wake them up. I find these children have died in the tragedy of Sham e Gariban. We don't know. Were they trampled by horses? Or was it the fear that just removed the ruh from their body? Allah, Sayyida Zainab gathers all the children and the women in one place. With a lot of difficulty, Sayyida Zainab calms all the women, calms all the children. She puts the children to sleep with a lot of difficulty. This child is crying out, Al-Atash, Al-Atash. That child is crying out, my father. That child is crying out, my uncle. All of them are being put to sleep. One comes and says to her, Auntie Zainab, I was whipped here. Another one says, my ears are bleeding. Oh, Sayyida Zainab, with love and compassion, puts all of them to sleep with a lot of difficulty. As she puts them to sleep, she herself, this is Sayyida Zainab, getting ready for Salatul Tahajjud. Even at that point, Zainab's connection with Allah, she notices, Ya Shi'at Ala Muhammad, she notices a horseman with a khimar around his face. He has covered his face. A horseman begins to come closer towards the women. Sayyida Zainab notices him. She says, oh man, if you are from the enemies, we beg you that there is nothing remaining in the tents. Whatever was there to be stolen has been stolen. The horseman doesn't stop. He continues to ride closer towards Sayyida Zainab. Sayyida Zainab says, oh man, I beg you, these children have just now gone to sleep with great difficulty. Please don't wake them up. Please don't wake them up. You can come back in the morning and see if there's anything to steal and loot you can take. The horseman doesn't say anything. He continues to ride closer towards Sayyida Zainab. When Sayyida Zainab sees the man is getting extremely close, she looks around the plains of Karbala. She picks up a broken spear. She says, oh man, I promise you, I am the daughter of Ali ibn al-Murtada. I am the daughter of Ali ibn al-Murtada. When she said this, the horseman threw himself off the horse. He removes the khimar. He says, Zainab, this is your father, Ali. This is your father, Ali. Haydar al-Karrar has come back to the dunya to give comfort to Zainab. Sayyida Zainab looks, she says, my father. Mateme Hussein, Mateme Zainab.